refuse to hear. You turn your heart away from me each time when I draw near. Your eyes refuse to meet with mine, they glance away in fear, as if you should not look at your reflection in the mirror. How can I explain to you when you won't understand? You scoff me and you mock me and reject the truth at hand. You spread your vicious rumors all across this troubled land. You willfully and knowingly transgress from his command. Your mind has been made up to you by people you don't know. Whose thought machines control the scene so well it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain, knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Every time I think about the damage that's been done, the anger wells inside me till I'm almost overcome. I want to tear the moon out of the sky and drop the sun. Why do I feel so all alone, like I'm the only one? Even though your eyes are open, they may never ever see. Your mind may never comprehend this sinful subtlety. Your heart may never hunger for the truth that sets you free. Your soul may know the darkness of divine eternity. Like petty thieves who thunder in the shadows of the night, they break inside and enter through the windows of your mind. How can I control this poisoning of the soul? These lies that blind your eyes, blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. So well it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain, knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies.
Zogling, Wigger, and Manthrass clowns across the fruited and nutted Zog Plain. In the open air, coast to coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel. You chose the seed of Israel's race. Ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. Now, this is episode number 114. Actually, there's probably, I think, a little bit over 200 of them. Of the 18th of March, 2012, and the title is called The Handwriting on the Wall. And let me see, it's a little bit after, well, 8:23, something like that here. And I, you know, as usual, I'm a little running a little bit late. But then again, since I've never run exactly on time, well, who worries about it? Let me go ahead and mute somebody. And doubtless we'll end up having Joe blow the, Kurd or the, Jew boy, Mamzer, who's running around in Sweden and pretty well screwing them up there. you know, going ahead and spamming here pretty soon. But, hey, for about maybe an hour or so, we'll have a little bit of intelligent discourse. Anyway, the reason I've called it The Handwriting on the Wall is I've been going ahead and reading a book by Mark Stein, and S-T-E-Y-N, and that's a Jew name, but he claims that his last Jew was his great grand Caicus, from his paternal side or something like that here. So he's not altogether a Jew. Of course, I went ahead and read his book. I really sort of liked it, although essentially he's whining in a Republican sort of way about how essentially Zog is going ahead and falling apart. Now, he goes ahead and blames Obongo and the Democrats and the rest of the other idiots, when in reality, you got to understand it's the Republicans who've done the most, you know, out of the simple, pure greed to go ahead and send all the jobs of their, you know, Whigger supporters overseas. And now they don't want to go ahead and pay for the unemployment. They don't want to go ahead and pay for the dole. They're like a bunch of other, you know, they're just like a whole bunch of stupid Whigger idiots who believe they can play politically correct and do a number of things. But anyway, The Handwriting on the Wall, and this Mark Stein in his book After Ameriqua, or America as he called it, was essentially went ahead and talked about the little story in Daniel about Meeny, Meeny, Tekel, Upharsin. Well, in many cases, what they were doing is that they were talking about a unit of money when they were going ahead and writing it in here. And the Meeny, Meeny meant that essentially you are weighed in the scales and found wanting. You know, the tekel means that therefore you shall be, go ahead, let me go ahead and actually go to Daniel real quick. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get this other thing here. But essentially, this worthless Catholic, you know, I'm also talking about Patsy Buckwheat here, who's running around and he's writing the last of his books. Now, folks, I made the mistake of actually taking Pat Buchanan seriously back in 2000, when he was writing the first of his little Armageddon pieces, woe is us, woe is Whiggers, what are we going to do about the niggers and all that sort of thing. And essentially, I went ahead and said, well, what you do about the immigrants? I spelled them, you know, immigrants, G-R-U-N-T-S. And essentially, I was denounced by Pat Buchanan for racism. And then 2 weeks later, he went ahead and chose a Looney Tune coon. Went ahead and denounced me for racism, did all this other shit, in order to go ahead and get $12.3 million and throw the selection to Bush. In any case, that's exactly what Buchanan's tried to do, and now the whore is kicked out, and you end up having a bunch of other idiot whores who do not believe in free speech, like having the meerkat. And I've got to go ahead and include Kevin McDonald and the rest here for essentially, well, pretty well printing some character whining like a pussy about censorship and then going ahead and putting on somebody who believes in censorship a great deal. Like Hadding and Whigger Squill Wheelos Williams. And, they have all these tards running around pretend to be white nationalists and white supremacists. Well, anyway, like I went ahead and pointed out, is that anyone speaking or actually doing the actual racist deeds necessary to go ahead and save Ameriqua will be denounced by Patsy Buckwheat and treated, you know, right only by, you know, by the token niggers. I mean, this token nigger, this running, you know, primate they chose was actually a better, quote, Hugh Mamser being than old Patsy was. Anyway, but the writing, I mean, pretty well the writing upon our doom is pretty well on the wall, and it's pretty well being mentioned by people. It's being mentioned by liberal wiggers on MSNBC when they're talking about choosing somebody who's going to go ahead and make things work out right. Also, you know, what happens is that this sort of thing has been predicted for the past 50 or 20 or 10, 5 or 1 year or whatever, and it's no longer, you know, pretty well Zog civil war, Zog collapse, financial, social, what have you. It's no longer a little hand-shaped cloud on the horizon. like what you're seeing here, when the essentially the drought was going to end during the time of Elijah, and after he'd gone ahead and killed 400 or 500 Baal priests who had gone ahead and lost the deal here. Anyway, the only solution, that's why I keep on saying, is an absolute and total civil war, a great tribulation, which will exterminate 90% of the Uyghurs and almost all of the Mamzers and all Satan's kids, the Jews. And anything less than preparing at best you can without the delusion that the Uyghur Nationalist Bowel Movement or the Wandering Mamzers or Wikipedia Talks to UCI under the, quote, leadership of Jews like Eli James, Bill Fink, Dan Johns, or Zogbot snitches like Morris Gillette can somehow save us. No, folks, rather we need to go ahead and save ourselves one person at a time and pretty well working by ourselves in essentially loneliness. That's why people go ahead and join these movements. They go ahead and they look for leadership. They go ahead and look for somebody who's going to save them. And, folks, that's not going to happen. So, in any case, just like every single episode of the Movement Turd, I've gone ahead and pointed out that the problem has always been Uyghurs. It's always been Uyghurs. You can go ahead and blame the Jew for running around and doing evil. You can go ahead and claim, you know, the corrupt elites who believe that they can go ahead and survive without a people, that they can go ahead and elect another people, like this Mark Stein was talking about, which is pretty well the main, well, avenue of treason. Well, yeah, I'm having corned beef sandwiches here. So maybe I do have a little bit of it here. So getting on with it here, what's bacon is your favorite here? What's the latest news on Corn Cob? From what I gather, Corn Cob is running around to Wilston, North Carolina, making a whole bunch of money so he can go ahead and buy some acreage around Kalispell that he wants to go ahead and buy. He's sort of tired of digging a hole, you know, behind the abandoned Walmart and talking about tapers and living underneath the tarp, you know, in January, like he did one time here. Essentially, if he has his own place here, he won't have to go ahead and fight with Carl Garst. And, I don't know, from what I gather, old April Gady is sort of hot for old Corn Cob, and I wish them well of each other. I have my doubts about old Corn Cob myself here, and certainly have, you know, no doubts about April. But let me see. Let me go ahead. I went ahead and was reading Herman Hayes' Compendium of World History, and he has his own little notions. I pretty well thought of that because Eli James was plagiarizing Herman Hay. So let's go ahead and talk about the very first writing upon the wall. It's in the book of Daniel, and the book of Daniel, in many cases, was sort of like the book of Revelations. It had all these apocalyptic visions which nobody could understand, and you know, there were some questions to whether or not to even put it into the Bible. In the case of the Old Testament. But they decided, you know, whoever it was, decided to go ahead and put it into the Bible. So let's go ahead and talk about the writing on the wall approximately, what, 2,600 years ago. 2,600 years ago here. Oh, by the way, I'm looking at Daniel chapter 9. It says, O Lord, to us belongs confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. So, essentially, it's not Yahweh's fault that we have gone ahead and we have confusion of face, or that we have sinned, or we have race mixed, but rather it's our fault. Okay? So, let me see. I'm going to go ahead and look at it here. Okay. Daniel, what chapter? Okay, Daniel chapter 5. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the thousands. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the gold and silver, vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king, is, you know, they went ahead and they drank wine in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and stone. But then, in the same hour, came forth fingers of a man's hand. A big old disembodied hand appeared, and wrote against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against the other. He seen that hand, and he was scared. And the king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, all the little wise men, all the little pundits of the day. And the king spoke and said to the wise men of Babylon, whoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Verse 8, then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Verse 9, then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Verse 10, now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spoke and said, O king, live forever, let not thy thoughts trouble you, nor let thy countenance be changed. Verse 11, there is a man in thy kingdom, in whom the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. In short, he was leader of the ass clowns, the pack of the ass clowns. Verse 12, for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Verse 13, then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spoke and said unto Daniel, are you that Daniel which are of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king, my father, brought out of Jewry? Verse 14, I have heard of you that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in you. Verse 15, and now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but they could not show the interpretation of the thing. Well, folks, this had happened quite a few times before, you know, in Nebuchadnezzar's, you know, day, and in Daniel's day, and Daniel actually went ahead and told Nebuchadnezzar what the dream was, and then he interpreted it, and the interpretation was sure, because Yahweh had gone ahead and put that, interpretation in his head. And folks, I'm going to take a chance to go ahead and unmute a few guests here, or unblock a few guests. Okay, there we go. Alrighty, free Frankenwigger. Well, Frankenwigger is freed. Getting on, where was I here? And verse 17, and Daniel answered, said before the king, let your gifts be to yourself, and give your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. Verse 18, O you king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar your father a kingdom, and majesty, and glory, and honor. Verse 19, for that majesty he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would, he slew. Whom he would, he kept alive, and whom he would, be set up, and whom he would, he put down. Verse 20, but when his heart was lifted up and hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. Talking about the 7 years that Nebuchadnezzar drank with the asses, not them asses, but, regular four-footed asses, not the two-legged them asses. And, verse 21, and he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. Remember wild asses, four-footed, not them asses. And they fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. Verse 22, and thou hast settled, Belteshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though you knew all this. Verse 23, but you have lifted thyself up against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before you. And you and your lords, your wives, your concubines have drunk wine in them. You have praised to the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, has you not glorified? But now we're going to get to the crux of it. Verse 24. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing which is written. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. Verse 26. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. So I'm sure he said that twice. Verse 27. Tekel, which also meant shekel, which essentially in Hebrew meant little God. Shekel. Tekel was the same thing. Thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Verse 28. Perez. Which is, I guess, part of the upharsin. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Now the Medes and the Medes had gone ahead, and they were a Semitic people who'd gone ahead and rebelled against the Assyrians a couple of times and been put down and gone ahead and came, and at one time they were essentially more civilized than the Persians were. The Persians lived in, quote, Iran, today's Iran. And essentially they were white, they were Aryans, in fact. As anybody looking at their statues can go ahead and see from that time. They weren't like people of today who claim to be Persians. So anyway, he went ahead and says that you've been measured and scale found wanting. Your kingdom's going to be taken away from you. It's going to be given to the Medes and the Persians. They're next. Just like I'd previously gone ahead and Yahweh had predicted that while you were the golden head, the silver, the silver arms and shoulders would be the Medes and the Persians. And then commanded Belteshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Verse 30, in that night was Belteshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. So what happens is Daniel was made, third in the kingdom, and then he was slain. The king was slain that very night. Verse 31, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years. Folks, this Darius the Median was probably the king of the Medes. The Persians by then had gone ahead and become the predominant over the Medes. But pretty well the army and number of things was over the Medes, but essentially a Semitic people were gone ahead. They were believed to be by language, Shemitic here, or Shemite, or Semitic. Even though the white people are mainly the descendants of Shem, or so we believe. But in any case, Darius was a sub-king under Cyrus, also known later on as Cyrus the Great. So what happens is that, here is this kingdom, it's just a little past its zenith, pretty well you end up having outsiders coming to go ahead and finish it off. It's not like it's gone ahead and been destroyed by actual, you know, inner barbarians. But still, it was pulled down, and that was the end of it. Okay? So, in any case, well, I'm sort of looking at the statement here. Folks, you had people here, you know, just like, you know, W. Bush here, you know, just like Belteshazzar. He sort of knew that essentially what had happened to his father, the king, Nebuchadnezzar, a mighty man who had been raised real high, and then for 7 years had been, his mind had deserted him, and then he got his mind back, and he said, well, I'm going to go ahead and give praise to Yahweh, who goes ahead and rules all things here. You know, like in verse, well, in chapter number 4 here. At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, pray and extol and honor the King of heaven above all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he will abase. Well, Yahweh went ahead and abased him. What you gotta understand is that Nebuchadnezzar was the golden head of all these, well, non-Israelite white powers. This was not over the Chinese. It certainly wasn't over the Africans. It was over white people who lived in an age of empires in the Middle East, in Mesopotamia, in the Near East. Folks, then, you know, it went from essentially Mesopotamia to Persia. What happened, civilization and power went east for a while. Okay? In any case, folks, what I'm trying to say is that Uyghurs are the same. And folks, the writing is on the wall. People are beginning to figure out that things are not going very well at all. And they're not going to continue to go very well. So what to do? What to do? And the answer is there's nothing you can do. Nebuchadnezzar was able to go ahead. If he'd humbled himself, he could have gone ahead and avoided 7 years of madness. But us little people who are under Zog Babylon, we're not able to go and do anything here. We're sort of like little possums. Not pisser possums, mind you, but we are sort of like little creatures who don't want to go ahead and be stomped to death, who do not want to be destroyed by essentially lumbering, stupid dinosaurs. So what's the best thing to do? And the best thing to do is not go ahead and be like a rabid pisser possum and try to go ahead and bite Stegosaurus in the ass, even though that's where one of his brains is, about the size of a walnut. What we need to do is pretty well to survive. And the way to survive, essentially, is to scurry out of sight. Scurry out of conflict, which you're going to go ahead and lose. That is, you know, that is the secret to survival. Getting in close to Yahweh, being prepared quietly as best you can, and then going ahead and letting all this bad stuff, which I think everybody is able to see. Everyone is able to see that essentially we're facing an economic, a social, a racial collapse. Now you had this, Michelin, Mark, bitching about the Muslims taking over for the English, about how essentially the Japanese, the Greeks, and the rest here are pretty well just looting, going ahead, and their public, service unions are pretty well essentially, well, trying to go ahead and move the bill to the younger generation. But the thing about it is, there is no younger generation for all practical purposes. There's what? You know, in the case of Government Motors, before it went belly up, you had one worker for 10 retirees. And people said is that GM or government, you know, before it became Government Motors, was essentially nothing more than a gigantic, banking community or financial community. And when you go ahead and see these, ads for Allied Bank about how wonderful they are to you, essentially that's just a spinoff of Government Motors Banking Unit, GMAC. You know, I think called General Motors Crediting Corporation or something like that here. Acceptance Corporation. Essentially what it was, it started out as a means to go ahead and buy a car. And, pretty well for them to go ahead and loan it at 0% or whatever, 2%, whatever percent financing. And then when I was a kid, it used to be 3 years to go ahead and pay for a new car. 36 months. But when I grew older here, it became 5 years, 6 years? Pretty well double paying for this car. So, in any case, you end up having a financial collapse, and there's nobody who is really willing to go ahead and extend any more credit. It doesn't really matter how much money Juice put up. How much currency is running around doesn't mean anything because, essentially what really matters, true wealth, is whether or not you can eat it or whether or not you can use it to go ahead and create more real wealth, real tangible things here, not something which doesn't mean anything. So anyway, that has been pretty well what I'm going to go ahead and talk about as a candidate for sheriff, as a candidate for school board, as a candidate for city council. And that essentially we cannot trust the people who've gone ahead and brought us to the sorry state because most of them are Whiggers. And if they're not Whiggers, they're Anglo-Mestizos, and most of them are run in many ways by a Jew or two or three or four. Folks, what we have a Whigger problem. Until Whiggers learn that their way leads to death, inevitably, there's not going to be any saving us. So in any case, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I'm going to go ahead and look at the chat here. I'm going to answer some of the chat because really I don't have too much really to say. There's nothing really going on, a wonderful bowel movement, other than a few people are running for office here. And I'm not quite sure what they have planned other than we need to wake up Zoglings. I was listening to the Whigger Voice, this creatard show here. And folks, he had this Merlin whatever name from the American Third Position Party on it. And folks, this character believes in the constipation, the bill of goods. He believes that's going to go ahead and save him. Somehow, it's going to save him. It's going to save us. Well, no, it's not. Whigger, we've been under the constipation and bill of goods for, 200 some years? Pretty well within 10 years. John Adams wasn't obeying, the Federalists wasn't obeying the constipation. The Federalist judges, John Marshall wasn't obeying the precious constipation. He was going ahead and essentially increasing power and doing away with the 9th and 10th Amendments of the Bill of Goods already. Folks, it doesn't matter what little pretense that you have as a constipation, as what the so-called laws are. Essentially, the government just simply uses the constipation to claim that they are the legitimate government. But yet they do not have to obey any of the laws, then what good is it? What good is it? And this Merlin, what's his name, he believes in the constipation. Well, he went to West Point. 3 out of 4 of his daughters went to West Point. They became Zog Jupers or something like that here. And folks, this character believes in this constipation bill of goods. Of course, what happens is that Kevin McDonald believes in intellectuals. He believes that little intellectuals like Hadding have something intelligent to say. And thus they should be protected. They should be protected here from ridicule. They should be protected from dissent. Because essentially their little minds and their little you know, their little brain farts are just way too fragile to be handled or manhandled or mamzer handled by the likes of me. Folks, what we have is we will have wiggers running around, you know, trying to get back to the constipation, trying to get back to the bill of goods until it all falls apart, inevitably. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Hail victory.
Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Till the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away, stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Till the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. Wiggers keep remembering how good Zog used to be. Being caught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop.
Okay, folks, we're back. Rutherford called me around 8 o'clock, said he was going to go ahead and lay down, and since he was going to go ahead and call in tonight. So, in any case, I'll go ahead and accept calls coming in. There's nothing really going on in the bowel movement. Someone had asked me about corn cob. Essentially, from what I gather, corn cob is probably in North Dakota. I went ahead and looked at, DNNF, and Linder was going ahead and making his 666, you know, six posts against Christianity, of course. Essentially, I guess, little critters here like him, little possums like him, who run a little tard corral, paid for out of Zog Bucks, is somehow going to go ahead and save, is going to go ahead and save the white race here, which I greatly doubt here. Folks, you go ahead and look at what has actually happened. What has actually happened, you have far more people who are caught Zog bots. You know, in the case of Trader Glenn Miller and Alex Linder going ahead and testifying against Bitch Tits Bill White. And you have far more people like, well, Bitch Tits and
what? Kevin Harpham. You know, VNNF Tard here, who have gone to prison, who are well on their way to prison. Now, you'd think you'd go ahead and think better of that here. Now, folks, I was fighting the other day on the monkey barrel, the Manzer barrel, and pretty well had this old shitty boob, who I call Kentucky Chomo Melunch. And the character is somewhere from eastern Kentucky. And from what I gather, it's a pisser possum of sorts. It hangs around Visser. You know, I know full well by its behavior it's a Manzer criminal. Pretty well, I got a whole bunch of neg rep from none other than, quote, Rastus, a.k.a. Commandor Chimpout, who essentially was all annoyed that, essentially, I guess I'd, you know, talked bad against old June Stain and Puto. He's gone ahead and abandoned Kane 1234566666, and now he's a new deputy sheriff under June Stain. Well, lucky me. Lucky me. But, in any case, what to say? Essentially, I didn't bother posting anything. I had other things to do, and, essentially, I haven't bothered to post on the, Manzer barrel for a couple of days. I pretty well had a big old fight with them about 2 days ago or so. And yesterday, I was on the, old Newskike show. He calls himself Peter Goodman. I call him Peerless Goodmanzer, for whatever reason. I don't really have that high opinion of the character. He lives in, supposedly claims to live in Iceland. I actually think he's just a, a Brooklyn Jew who essentially is podcasting out of New York City. And pretty well, there was a lot of talk about me running for sheriff and me going ahead and buying this house last week. Monday. Monday I went ahead and, bought at a fairly good price, Roxy's mother's house. And pretty well all I've taken out of it is a bunch of old papers here to burn. Haven't really done much of anything with it. But, in any case, I'm going to go ahead and turn it into, I'm going to turn it into a DSCI seminary. I'm going to go ahead and for people who want to go ahead and, they're white, they want to go ahead and get their lives together, I might go ahead and rent some of it fairly inexpensively. Essentially, as long as I don't lose any money on it here, I'm not really worried about it too much. Essentially, I don't think that money's going to be worth very much, so essentially it's good rather than keep it in a bank or keep it in mason jars or whatever. Paper, essentially nothing more than paper. It's better to go ahead and actually buy a title to some real estate and a house that's in fairly good shape and not worry about it. But in any case, I'm running for sheriff. Essentially, I'm going to go ahead and run as the first warlord of the 10,000. And pretty well, tell these people who went ahead and destroyed my family. If I'm having trouble speaking, it's because, I'm sort of aware of my gums here. Pretty well all my, six teeth got pulled out last Friday. Not this Friday, but previous Friday. And, essentially, when you go ahead and get a bunch of teeth pulled, it feels a good, you go ahead and you hear yourself speak differently than when you even had, these broken off stumps in your mouth. And folks, I go ahead and I admit that I hate these people. And that they need to need to die. That's why I like reading about how Zog is in decline. How things are not going very well. About how there's more and more hatred and desperation in the air. I think it's a good thing. Okay? Well, I may go ahead and use Facebook for, the thing about it is Facebook is I keep on hearing about this, Harold Covington, Axis Sally, keeping on getting kicked off a Jew book. Now, folks, I believe that essentially if a corporation, internet corporation, goes ahead and abuses its power, essentially you should go ahead and just simply, not really use it for much of anything here. That's why I don't really use too much on Fedbook or Facebook or anything like that. I might go ahead and create a Movement Turd Facebook group. But what gets me is that around here in the Zogland, all these little juice papers, which used to be worth money, are pretty well just going belly up. They're not really amounting to anything. And I'm talking about daily papers, or what used to be daily papers. I mean, papers like the Neosho Daily Douche, or the Carthage Judenpress. Essentially, what you end up happening, you know about Groupons. Essentially, what these are is that these are these manufacturers and these, you know, grocery stores, whatever, printing up coupons here, like I pretty well advocated that they do, and pretty well cut out the juice papers. And the juice papers are suffering. They're losing more and more and more money. Their high point was in 2005. And what you end up happening is someone was saying that the Walmart webpage is starting to go ahead and print up social content, you know, on its, you know, on its, well, on its, you know, in-house store webpage. In some cases, what they will do is they will go ahead and sell advertising at, you know, at a competitor's. So once you end up having these, well, essentially these sheets going ahead and taking the place of the juice papers, well, how are the juice papers going to compete? How are they going to go ahead and live off advertising? The answer is they're not. All these former, well, mass media, Jew media, whatever, are not doing so very well. They're essentially doing less and less and less well all the time here. Okay? Okay. Beg Marty to work for Zogs to get out of the insane asylum. Well, guest number 5, how come you know all this shit here? Well, it looks like somebody from the Manzer Barrel, I'll go ahead and unmute him. In any case, is a Google search away. We might end up having Kentucky Chomo Melungeon here. I do know that Jeremy Visser, about 3 weeks ago, logged on as Seedliner, figured out that I knew, okay, it looks like Jeremy the Pisser Possum's here, and then he went ahead and logged off. And you've had Open Gender Bender on this, on here, trolling away, which is fun. Okay. Well, folks, people in any big town, in many cases, are sort of self-absorbed. Okay? Well, yeah. I mean, folks, all you have to do is go ahead and listen to the turd here. Anyway, I was listening to the White Voice, and I don't think it is the, quote, the White Voice, but I was listening to it, Wednesday, and they had this guy, Merlin, what's his name, and he believes in the constipation, he believes in the bill of goods, he believes that, oh, we are nearly around the bend. Well, folks, we are around the bend, way far around the bend. Let's go ahead and look at it. Less, you know, pretty well white children have been, since the 2000 census, a minority of kindergarteners. What does that mean? That means that tomorrow, under present trends, the next generation is going to be minority. You know, whites are going to be maybe the largest minority for a while. Now, if today whites are not allowed to run for political office, they're not allowed to go ahead and thus vote for their choice of representative, which is pretty well the reason I'm not, you know, running for senator. I'm running directly for sheriff. And essentially, whites are not allowed to run. You know, open white supremacists are not allowed to run in a major political party for anything. then why in the world do you need to go ahead and obey these people's laws? And why do you need to pay the taxes, state and federal taxes to them? Essentially, they don't represent you. And therefore, this idea of representative government is a lie. Essentially, all it is just a pretense. And if you dare to go in and question that pretense, essentially you'll be slapped down. Now, I've gone ahead and told. You know, I mean, folks, how do you deal with evil people? How do you deal with, you know, policemen who go ahead and impose the evil that Jews impose? Do you go ahead and say, well, hey, we're going to go ahead and try you here, but you went ahead and you went ahead and destroyed the evidence? You went ahead and did whatever the hell you want to do? To where now everybody knows the government or whoever's in power gets to do whatever the hell he wants to do without any benefit of law, without even civil litigation to go ahead and make them behave. If there's no punishment for evildoers who are in the government, how do you deal with such people? If they're immune, how do you deal with such people? How do you go ahead, essentially, and punish these people who went ahead and were used to go ahead and do evil? And the answer is that what you got to look is that, hey, folks, if you're a policeman, you're a judge, you're a lawyer, you're a politician, and essentially you went ahead and did something which is essentially worked against to destroy white families, to go ahead and destroy white men, essentially you're a traitor. And my point is that essentially if you're a traitor and there's so much treason, how are you going to go ahead and imprison them? How are you going to go ahead and make them pay like they've gone ahead and, you know, made me suffer? And the answer is that the only way you can go ahead and do that is to make sure these people die. There's nothing, you know, I mean, essentially to say that, you know, if you're a policeman, you need to die because you enforced evil. You enforced the will of the Jews upon white people to go ahead and destroy them. Folks, we're here because of Uyghurs going ahead and going along with this crap. All together. So unless we are willing to go ahead and, well, folks, Zog will have us come up and Zog is falling apart. So let's not go ahead and whine about how it's so bad that the children are policemen. You know, old Martin wants to go ahead and kill them and run through the meat grinder and it'll hurt them so much. Well, yeah. Anybody who goes ahead and supports it is, you know, I mean, you gotta understand, in a revolutionary time, there's no such thing as innocence. There's only sides. They did not treat my grandchildren as being innocent. They went ahead and stole them and bought and sold them. When you go ahead and think about it, ever since America has been founded here, you had the people in power go ahead and kidnap and buy and sell children and white people. Men, women, children, go ahead and buy and sell them as slaves and treat them worse than nigger slaves. Essentially, all they were was just Uyghurs here. They were just somebody here who essentially should know better and therefore their lives don't mean anything to you here. Folks, you know, my brother, my sister are just treasonous Uyghurs. So what to do with them? And the answer is that, well, I'm going to go ahead and let whatever happens happen to them and not lift a finger to go ahead and save them because it's rather stupid to do so. Under the current situation, there is no hope. We have a situation where essentially things are hopeless, but not serious. When you have what? 7 billion critters running around beyond the carrying capacity of the land. What do you expect is going to happen? When you end up having stupid Uyghurs who are in power, believing like Al Gore, that essentially they can go ahead and have one hell of a carbon footprint, but everybody else, all these earth Uyghurs, have to pay for this shit, what do you think you're going to end up happening? all these laws for somebody else other than them. So pretty well, I went ahead and said something, you know, to NewsKike, you know, quite a bit. All right. Is going sounding any case here. I'm looking at that here. Well, I call it the greatest degeneration because essentially they saved the Jews from the Nazis here. I was talking to a couple of my friends on Skype, and the thing, you know, someone was complaining that the Bolsheviks got lucky in so many ways. And the answer is, well, yes, they went ahead because Yahweh wasn't ready to go ahead. You know, Yahweh wanted a complete collapse under Zog Babylon. Folks, there are people who go ahead and make the mistake that Cain formed the first Zog Babylon. And the answer is no. The first Zog Babylon was in the Tarim Basin under Noah. Now, folks, I've been going ahead and reading most of Herman Hay's Compendium of World History. It's an HTML format. It was, you know, quite a bit. Essentially, it's listed on Amazon, but there's no copies of it available. Now, I used to see the actual copies of it because it was in the Joplin Church Library. And guess who was about the only one who ever checked it out and actually read the thing? Well, yours truly, as a young person here. And pretty well, Herman Hay makes the point is that these Egyptian and Babylonian dynasty lists, as compiled by Mantheo, was absolutely correct here, but you didn't have these dynasties working at this exact self-same time. So pretty well, he's gone ahead and changed quite a bit of, well, you know, I don't really agree with Herman Hay, but I do find what Herman Hay is saying pretty, well, useful, in that what he did is he went ahead and he went, instead of Herodotus, he went with mainly Mantheo. Poopy dog. You gonna head out with mama? Okay. Anyway, puppy dog's gonna go ahead and head out with mama. Anyway, so we've had some wonderful days, but it's supposed to finally rain tonight. It might or might not here. But where was I? I go ahead and find bits and pieces of what some of these people have written, because essentially Mantheo, a lot of what he wrote was not, you know, kept up. And Josephus and a number of people did not agree with Mantheo. He lived around, what, 300 or so B.C., around the first of the Ptolemies. And essentially what he did is he was capturing the history of ancient Egypt. And, okay. No worries. Yeah, Poopy Dog, he has it pretty well there here. What was the property tax rate in Missouri? I don't know offhand. Speaking of Poopy Dogs, let me go ahead and unmute one. Okay? In any case, what I do? I knocked over something. Anyway, what happens is that here in Granby, it's not so high. It's getting higher and higher. This new property is assessed at, what, $43,000. And essentially, it's not worth that much here. It's worth $20,000. But it's not worth $43,000. In any case, I'll have to go ahead and talk with them here when it goes ahead and gets, you know, registered or something like that here. This particular house that I have now is valued at $16,000 or something like that here, which is higher, you know, I paid $3,000 for it, 20 some years ago. So, in any case, where was I? Getting on with it here. Well, okay, well, it's good that you came here, guest number 20, to puke, okay? Yeah. Yeah, you end up having a number of things here.
Okay. Well, yeah, you end up having, you know, here in Missouri, here in Granby, I was driving by, and what happens, I see a whole bunch of Beaner kids playing with the Anglo Mestizos. No shortage of essentially they're seeping in. Now, Granby is somewhat of a crap hole. It's known as a crap hole. Essentially, don't have any manufacturing. It's between Neosho and Monet, a.k.a. MexNet, which had a big, huge Tyson's plant in it. But you still end up having these beaners coming in and going ahead and buying some of the cheap property here. And, you know, folks are going ahead and finding a place to live here. I go ahead and read about how essentially you have these beaners claiming that Detroit used to belong to them here, and it's part of La Raza. And yeah, I go ahead and I hear Uyghurs going ahead and complaining, well, we're going to go ahead and have a civil war. We're going to have an Aslan or something like that here. And I disagree with that. I think that, well, essentially, once you have the Great Tribulation, you're going to have billions and billions and billions of people dying of disease. You're going to have billions and billions and billions of people dying from famine and hunger. What you end up having, it's the same thing that's happened throughout the 20th century, is that what you end up having is you end up having the white man come in and, quote, civilize the niggers like in Africa, you know, like they did in Rhodesia, like they did in South Africa. And initially, South Africa was bare of population. They went ahead and hunted down the little Hottentots, the little dwarf pygmy people, the little bushmen. Essentially, Europeans outnumbered them. And what they ended up doing is they ended up going past South African province to Natal, where the Zulu, in turn, were expanding as well. And they beat the dog shit out of the Zulu and all these other black tribes. And then they went to the high plains, the Dutch farmers did, because the British were going to go ahead and outlaw slavery. They formed their own free republics. And then diamonds and gold were found in, what, Johannesburg? Essentially, now the British want it. So they fought not one, but two Boer Wars. And then they were assimilated into the British Empire against their will. And so what they did is they set up a system. Finally, they went ahead and managed to go ahead and outvote the British. And they set up a system of apartheid to where they went from 3 million niggers to 30 million niggers in about 50 or 60 years. And then they went ahead and voted to die. Now, be it Rhodesia, you had William Pierce go ahead and talk about how the Rhodesians. Ian Smith was a fighter pilot in World War II. And then, what, 20 years later, they went ahead and unilaterally declared independence against the British Empire and set up Rhodesia. And for a number of years, well, really about 10, 11 years, they went ahead and managed to keep the niggers in check by simply shooting the bad ones. The vast majority of niggers were essentially understood that under the white man, they lived better than, you know, they ever would under the niggers. And I remember reading the plain truth, the magazine, the Worldwide Church of God. Essentially, I think they went ahead and actually had an interview with Nelson Mandela. Though, by the way, I was heard that nigger was sick a while back ago. And essentially, the Worldwide Church of God used to be what you would call racist. Now it's pretty well gone, but you end up having all these, offshoots here, and I went ahead and read the compendium of Herman Hay, translated to HTML from one of these offshoots. But in any case, the understanding is that all your little rich characters here, they didn't want to go ahead and bring in poor whites. They didn't want to go ahead and understand that you can't be an elite unless you end up having a white working
population. You cannot have financial ability. You cannot have anything unless you end up having a working population which are making things for you, be it steel, be it, you know, plastic, be it anything. Folks, we could go ahead if there was a white, you know, I mean, Harold Covington is right. If there was an all-white homeland, essentially, and, you know, run by an elite that understands that, yes, it's an elite, but it needs the non-elite. It needs a great mass of people. It needs a great mass of ordinary, you know, white people. It needs to go ahead and look after the ones like one of my, you know, a couple of my grandchildren who are a bit retarded, that needs to go ahead and help them out too, to have, you know, and there's really no work that is below, as long as it's honest work. It's work which has to be done. And that's what these, quote, elites don't seem to understand. They seem to think that you can go ahead and betray, you know, smaller wiggers here, and essentially you're going to go ahead and continue to prosper. And that somehow here, when there's, oh, 9 niggers to every wigger, and essentially you no longer have a white working class population, that somehow you're going to maintain power. That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Essentially, that's why the Great Tribulation is necessary, to go ahead and deal with these treasonous wiggers who have gone ahead and became Judaized. That's what's necessary. The vast majority of white people are just nothing more than worthless wiggers who want to die. So, what to do? What to do? And the answer is that, I was hearing the white voice, and essentially here they were talking about how they would do things under the white republic. Well, how are you going to get this white republic? Answer, well, I don't want to be racist. You even had this guy, Joe Adams, was talking about how if, you know, some gook went ahead and sent him some money, and he was saying, well, if enough gooks go ahead and send him money here, the white voice will become the yellow voice. Really? Really? How's that going to work out here? I mean, it was silly. I thought it was silly. This was issue number 43. You know, if enough gooks went ahead and gave him money, it'd become the yellow voice. Okay. Well, if it becomes a yellow voice, then what is the point of even going ahead and listening to it? Will you just go ahead and sell it to some gooks here and then pocket the money here and create twice as many white voices then? You know, pretty ridiculous here. And that's what's got me, is that white nationalism isn't about actually going ahead and say, you know, admitting to being, quote, white supremacists, admitting that essentially you don't want anything to, you know, Jews are the spawn of Satan, you know, that non-whites are, you know, essentially critters you don't want around, and even mamsers you're not too crazy about, and that they will not be, you know, able to run things. No, what you end up having is, I don't hate, I love niggers, I just don't want them living next to me. So you're going to sound like a liberal wigger. So who are you going, you know, which wigger are you going to go ahead and put down here next here? So I went ahead and I listened to it, and it was just simply silliness. You know, I know where you want to go. Essentially, all these people are whining that they want a white republic, but they don't seem to have an idea of how to go ahead and get it. Now, folks, I don't believe there's going to be a, quote, white republic. I believe that there is going to be, you know, during the anarchy and the chaos which is coming around, you are going to have thousands of, well, little warlord-like places. And essentially, what's going to go ahead and rule over them is that essentially you're not going to go ahead and have, you know, even 4 or 5 of these. I think what happens is that most of the whites, any warlords, something like that, are not going to go ahead and be able to rule much more than a county in many cases. And how well they do will depend on how well they're able to keep their white population living while they are busily exterminating and running off, you know, what goes ahead and passes for Zog Babylon. The conceit seems to be that somehow when you end up having a collapse, it's somehow all going to be managed. We're going to go ahead and vote our way into it. Oh, speaking of which here, last night you end up having a bunch of Missouri caucuses, Missouri primary caucuses, to go ahead and elect delegates. And what you end up having, you end up having the Ron Paul and the Mitt Romney people, but mainly the Ron Paul people did, you know, went ahead, Rick Santorum got shoved out all together, even though he won the primary, the bogus primary, but you end up having fraud. You end up having some of these county, you know, Republican chairmen going ahead, and in many cases, in about two cases at least, they went ahead and shut down the primary season because these Ron Paul people, the caucuses, because these Ron Paul people insisted on videotaping it, as was their right. They called the police. They arrested a few Ron Paul supporters. Now, they've also gone ahead and screwed over the Rick Santorum people. You know, and Ron Paul and, what the heck, old Mittens, Palooka, Romney were part of that. They were part of that here, even though the vast majority did vote for Santorum. Well, folks, if you're a pissed off Santorum voter, or even a Ron Paulite, you need to go down to your county clerks and run for Republican county, you know, county committeeman from your particular precinct. You know, here in Newton County, there's what, 24 precincts? You go ahead, get you and your old lady to go ahead and run as a Republican precinct committeeman. Now, if there's somebody already there, then you just go ahead and run against them and say, hey, you're going to go ahead and support Ron Paul, or you're going to go ahead and support Santorum. You're not going to support Mittens Palooka. You're not bought off. And, folks, you know, if you do go ahead and lose, well, essentially, what you do is, I wouldn't recommend voting for the nigger. Well, you're not supposed to, according to law, you know, Yahweh's law. But, folks, I would not recommend voting for Mittens, you know, for Mittens Palooka. Screw him. He's just worse than, you know, and supposedly old, that senile old Phoebe, you know, the Manchurian McCain date, John McCain. You know, the doofus clown they had going ahead and running up against the fraudulent nigger in 2008 was whining about, what a mean primary season it is! Boo-hoo-hoo! Well, look, ass clown, you're the one who, along with this Jew, went ahead and set up this so-called unconstitutional campaign financing, which got overturned in Citizens United, by the Supreme Court, which is pretty well ruled, that essentially if you're a bunch of Jews with a bunch of money to go ahead and buy advertising so stupid wiggers will think you're honest, that you can do so, and you can do so all you want. I mean, folks, we have a degenerate population. We have an idiot population. They cannot stand to be told that essentially what we're doing is no longer sustainable, and can't go ahead and stand and be told that these wonderful Republicans they voted for when they were representatives or something, Congress critters, voted for NAFTA, voted for GATT, and voted to send their jobs away. Essentially, Utahs have been voting for Congress critters who went ahead and voted to go ahead and give you a handout rather than a livelihood, and soon is going to go ahead and vote to go ahead and not even give you a handout anymore. They're going to be going ass to mouth with the Jew banksters and the rest here. Essentially, you're letting these Jew banksters run wild with the aid of these Congress critters. How long is that going to go ahead and work? The answer is not. Okay? Yeah. So, look at this here. Hail Ron Paul, he'll fix everything. Well, folks, I tend to doubt it. Ron Paul thinks it's un-American. I heard it out of his own mouth here. It's un-American to build a fence. It's un-American to build a fence. It's un-American to go ahead and, what are you going to do with these guard towers? You're going to shoot these people down? Well, yeah. Yeah, sounds like a real good idea to me. Anyway, well, the thing about it is that how are you going to go ahead, and throw out the judges as long as you allow the pigs to run wild? The simplest thing to do is essentially go ahead and whatever their laws here. You know, folks, I went ahead and looked. Here in Missouri, the legislature went ahead and set up to where the Department of Family Services, just upon a bogus anonymous hotline call, can go ahead and take your kids away. And here in Missouri, once they take your kids away, overall in the state, you have less than 25%. You have a 24% chance of getting them back. Here in Newton County, it's 11%. You have slightly over, a little bit over, 9 out of 10 times you're going to lose your children. Because they rule, which has gone ahead and passed by the legislature. And gone ahead and gone around by the courts here. Folks, what we need to do essentially, as I look at it, essentially if you're a policeman, you went ahead and you don't listen to a policeman's excuses. Iron Felix Dzerzhinsky never listened to a pig's excuses. Essentially said, pig, you're guilty. I'm gonna go ahead and squeeze your nuts with a pair of pliers, and you're gonna go ahead and tell me that yes, you committed crimes. You're going to go ahead and tell me who put you up to these crimes. You're going to go ahead and make a confession. It doesn't really matter if you go ahead and sign the confession 15 minutes before the nut cutting, 15 minutes after the nut cutting and skinning, or 4 days. It don't really matter. It don't really matter how long you scream. Folks, it's not a matter of innocence. Get that out of your head. It's a matter of sides. Which side are you on? And if you support, as I look at it, someone's grandparent went ahead and was a baby-stealing bitch. Essentially, it goes on and on and on. When you go ahead and look in the Bible, I'm going to go ahead and point out here in Deuteronomy chapter 19, it's when the children of Israel were sent against a far off people here, which were white. This was not to be done against the Canaanites. The Canaanites were to be absolutely destroyed. Not only were they to be destroyed, their children, everybody to be destroyed. In fact, their animals were to be destroyed because nobody knew what they had done or what experimentation they had done upon these animals. Cain and these fallen angels were essentially the Monsanto of their day, 7,000 years ago. You go ahead and read in the book of Enoch and the book of Jasher about their various genetic perversions against Yahweh's creating these races. And you go ahead and read that because they had done this, they had a history of that, not only were they to be destroyed, absolutely root and branch, but their animals were to be destroyed because you had no idea what perversions had been practiced in order to bring those animals about. In fact, there are some people who believe that the pig is a result of some of this genetic manipulation. That Yahweh hadn't actually created the pig as such, to be a food animal. which is, the main reason I sort of confine, I sort of try to resist eating pork. Okay? I do try to go ahead and have a little bit of sense here, and that something that's created by Jews and fallen angels here is probably not meant for me to be eaten. Of course, when I go ahead and open the St. Gustavus Adolphus, Swedish homeopathic hospital, pretty well where Sweden Trunkin' is practiced here. I think for Jew boys to go ahead and cure Jew boys like Command Dork McFag, Steve Elder, Alex Linder, Legal Mabs are 2012, Dan, you know, Johns, and Don Brown's kack wife here. I think that boiling pig shit, you know, boiling pig shit, aka, funneled down their throat here, sort of like Sweden Trunkin' here, will either kill or cure these Jew boys here. You know what I mean? I think it really would. Kill or cure. Yeah. Hey, Lindowitz. I got a cure for Crohn's. Kill or cure. In fact, what happens is so they could go ahead and enjoy it here. I may not go ahead and put too much of a boil on the pig shit here. Might not even go ahead and put the funnel all the way down his throat here, because maybe you ought to go ahead and enjoy the taste here first. Anyway. Anyway, Don Brown. Well, that's pretty well it is here. It's just that policemen are sent to go ahead and abuse. Essentially, they are the soldiery, the Zog Jupes, who are sent to go ahead and impose the will of the regime criminal, the wills of the tyrants, the will of the pig lice. That's what they're sent there for. That is what their job is. And essentially, if they've gone ahead, I mean, I went ahead and looked when they were trying to steal my grandchildren, and I went ahead and filed suit on behalf of Roxy to get them back. Essentially, the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District went ahead and pretended they didn't know what the law was. They went ahead and played all sorts of little games, and then they went ahead and ruled against me. So, folks, as far as I'm concerned, you're a judge. You should not be allowed, your children should not be allowed to live. They need to die for your crimes, because essentially, what if, as a vengeful white man, I don't want your money? Essentially, I want your children to be destroyed like you were, because you destroyed my family. And then, you know, like I tell the 10,000 warlords, when you go ahead and you're able to go ahead and kill pigs, lawyers, judges, regime criminals, wiggers, essentially, if you're able to go ahead and destroy their lives and ruin their lives like the pigs have done to you, you can go ahead and take their money, you can take their property, you can do whatever the hell they want to. They're not going to be around to go ahead and protest it. Any more than the czar pharaohs, as people called the pigs then, were able to go ahead and gainsay what Iron Felix did to them and their families. Folks, what's law? It's sort of like, I don't know if any of you ever seen the movie Pet Sematary or read it here, to where essentially this guy named Pascal, he went ahead and he got killed. He went ahead and came back to tell the doctor, the path was not meant, the barrier was not meant to be broken. Don't go ahead and break the barrier. Don't go ahead and, bury the dead kitty cat, and then go ahead and then try to bury your kid. And then have your kid come back alive, but a monster, like a malevolent zombie. The barrier is not meant to be broken. Well, folks, once the barrier of law and civilization has been broken, it's been broken by the people who benefit from this here, the people who claim to be oh so wise and oh so smart and oh so much intellectual. Once they've gone ahead and they have gone ahead and broken the barrier by which they went go ahead and have the power, once that barrier's been broken, why in the world cannot be broken by everyone else here? Now, I'll admit, by the way, I was looking in the compendium for this thing to go ahead and talk about, Kentucky Chelmo Melungeon here, or Shitty Boob. Essentially, this character is a Mamzer from Eastern Kentucky, who I ran off a stumble in way back in May 2009, and he was just snarling and spitting and pissing and moaning along with these other Jews, and this character Rastus, a.k.a. Command Dork McFag. And I went ahead and found Job chapter, 30 or 32, about how these degenerate men were so degenerate that they were not even trusted with the morals of the dogs. Went ahead and kept the sheep. And Herman Hay was talking essentially about the Abos. He was talking about these jungle people who essentially were driven out. Now, folks, that's not really dual seed line Christianity belief, because essentially they were made, I believe they were made, or even maybe brought in on our, you know, saucers, if you believe everything that Wesley Swift and Logan says. Essentially, they were not meant to live among us ever. So I don't think that they were driven off, but I do think that there were degenerate Whiggers who were driven off because they couldn't be trusted, because what happens is that every time you end up having the races get close together, you end up having miscegenation. And now we are in a time when essentially you have nothing but that. I mean, I was looking at an ad for American Family Insurance, and they had about the ugliest gookus. She had a real nice voice here, but ugly gookus pitching American Family Insurance. Well, I don't think I want a gookus in my family. But anyway. Oh, well, where am I at? Asian zombies in rural Georgia here? Oh, yeah, well, half of them ain't white here. But what do you expect when you're going ahead? If you end up having all the nigger zombies, you've had nigger zombies here, but essentially if you end up having all the nigger zombies from around Atlanta trying to go ahead and get $20 or $25 a day, filming around Atlanta, a herd of nigger zombies here. Essentially, you've had nigger zombies, but essentially you can't have it, be a sort of real population of Atlanta to where you end up having, what, about 78% being nigger zombies. You know what I mean? Anyway, yeah. Anyway, yeah. okay. Well, you're quoting Andy Renarsh's blog here, from original here. I mean, all these characters here. I show pictures of myself, and I have blue eyes. Well, really gray eyes. I mean, folks, I've never been scared to go ahead and show my picture. I've showed my picture from the earliest one from when I was 30 years old. And the next one from when I'm 42 years old. And then the next one from when I was 51 years old. And the one that I put up, which I called Fat Linstead, which was from, November 2009, 2010, something like that here. I've gone ahead and essentially showed pictures that don't make me look all that good. But essentially, all these pictures, I do look white. I do look like a maniac, but I do look white. And there's never been a picture yet here which, Brian Rio ever looked white. And Finkelschini, you could always see that snout, so well. And that's what gets me, is Obagenderbender and Shitty Boob and Puto and June Stain, well, they're scared to show their pictures. They don't want to show their pictures. Why not? The answer is that the pictures are of critters that are not even remotely white. And yet they think that they get to go ahead and say what is what. Anyway, folks. Okay. Anyway, yeah, folks. If you guys, some of you want to call in, go ahead and call in. I'm going to go ahead and take another break. Hail victory, folks.
to hide it well.
Okay, folks, we're back. I went ahead and posted onto the chat about this Missouri National Guard Sergeant First Class Nathan Wooten fired from Honor Guard for neo-Nazi activity, allegedly a member of the National Socialist Movement. Now, folks, you go ahead and you see pretty well a clean-cut Sergeant First Class. You know, I was in the Army. You know, the uniform he's wearing is not your usual Class A's, which are just green, cheap polyester suits here. But actually, he's gone ahead and bought. He's gone ahead and bought the more expensive dress uniform here. In some cases, even, you know, possibly even tailored. What happens is that you end up having a dark blue, thing, you know, a suit which cost used to cost about $200 when I was in 30 years ago. Probably cost at least $200. You know, with a yellow stripe which denotes, I guess, cavalry here. The yellow, the blue denotes infantry, the red is artillery, and the yellow denotes a cavalry unit of some sort here. And essentially, it says the St. Louis Dispatch has gone ahead and reports that the 32-year-old Sergeant First Class, now this is a character, Sergeant First Class, this guy has been in the Army, more than likely serving at least for 10 years, probably more like 12, maybe 14. And essentially, because this character wanted to join a ass-clown uniformed outfit like the NSM, which has absolutely no security, has gone ahead and he was fired as a result of an investigation to a variety of complaints, according to spokeswoman Major Tammy Spicer. Probably some twat here, but it said he's still a member of the Guard pending the outcome of an investigation. So essentially he's been kicked out of essentially being an honor guard. That's why he ended up having that expensive suit, I guess, here. You know, the more expensive, not the Class A's, but actually the, you know, the Class A, which is the regular outfit, but actually the more expensive, dark blue, usually woolen blend as opposed to synthetic uniform. So essentially he's been removed, you know, not really fired, but removed, because essentially I don't know if people get fired from that here, but his enlistment is up in May. And he can be barred from re-enlisting because the U.S. military bans participation in extremist groups and groups that actively advocate supremacist doctrine, ideology, or causes. So yeah, he could be barred from re-enlistment. He could go ahead and lose any chance, essentially not only health benefits for himself and his family, but he could go ahead, and there went $12 down the crapper. His chief accuser is 24-year-old Brandon Knott, who began working with Sergeant First Class Wooten in 2007. He claimed that Wooten told him he had joined the National Socialist Movement. He said he tried to recruit other National Guard members working in the Macon office. Okay, Macon is in northern, north central Missouri. I think it's on U.S. 36. It's a town of about, I think, what, 20,000 population or so? Maybe less, maybe a little bit more. It's a county seat. Both Knott and another worker who filed a complaint, Eddie Ratliff, said that in November 2008, Wooten drove his own vehicle in Columbia, Missouri funeral so that afterwards he could attend a NSM rally in Jefferson City. Yeah, I remember that. And a private after party that included the burning of books by Jewish authors. He wrote in a complaint that Wooten had showed him cell phone photographs of the book burning. Knott also claimed Wooten showed him photographs on a Facebook page that he said were taken in a Jewish cemetery of several people that Wooten described as friends urinating on a grave and given the Nazi salute. The Anti-Defamation League then got involved, discovered Wooten had created a personal profile on NSM's New Saxon social network, and reported Wooten to the Army in 2009. The Southern Poverty Law Center also got involved, monitoring NSM-operated websites and collecting several comments posted by someone who'd identified himself as Nathan Wooten from Missouri. Well, it looks like this boy is, you know, screwed, blued, and tattooed here. He returned from deployment in Afghanistan in April 2011. He went ahead and the third sent complaints up the chain of command, claimed Wooten fostered a racist and hostile work environment. In their statements, the co-workers reported that Wooten complained when they ate lunch at a Mexican restaurant, refused to have a person temporarily assigned to the office serve on the honor guard because he was of Mexican origin and was reluctant to present flags to the families of black and Jewish veterans. But some of Sergeant First Class Wooden's co-workers tell a different story. James Creel, a former team member who described Wooden as a good friend, said he considered the allegations against Wooden a witch hunt. He said he believed the complaints were made because Wooden was difficult to work for. Another former co-worker, Cody Fields, said he heard Wooten discuss the National Socialist Movement, but ignored it, saying that Wooten never pushed NSM membership on anyone. Well, no. Yeah, I mean, on the other hand, well, I'm going to go ahead and finish it up. Dissatisfied with the pace of the state investigations, Brian Knott contacted State Senator Bill Stauffer, Republican Napton, on December 2011, who began applying pressure. As a result, SFC Wooten is now fired from his honor guard position and may be denied reenlistment in the guard in May. As for Sergeant First Class Wooten, he did not respond to telephone messages Friday, but the National Army Guard Armory in Macon last month, Wooten denied being involved in neo-Nazi activities and declined to discuss the issue with the Post-Dispatch. "I didn't do any of that," said Wooten. "I don't need to explain anything to you guys. It's been taken care of." A policy in effect since 1996 had prohibited active participation of supremacist organizations, including rallying, fundraising, recruiting, and organizing. But some interpreted that policy to mean that military members could still be members of hate groups and post racist comments on social network sites and in emails, the center said. The new policy, adopted in November 2009, bars all participation in extremist groups and groups that actively advocate supremacist doctrine, ideology, or causes. Well, unless you're a member of the new Black Panther Party, or, you know, well, La Raza or something like that, in which case, no problem. Folks, you've had, oh, I remember in the 70s, where there were these Peckerwoods who got kicked out of the Army for joining, you know, for being in the Ku Klux Klan. They didn't get kicked out of the Army until after the Army had gotten a tour in Vietnam or something. And you end up having probably Sergeant Wooten being, you know, pretty well, things looked the other way because essentially they needed bodies. They needed bodies to go ahead and fight these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And essentially, I imagine he had better things to do while he was in Iraq and Afghanistan than to go ahead and play NSM Nazi. Well, folks, these, you know, let's say Mr. Wooten is a hardcore white nationalist, white supremacist, and all that. I don't feel too sorry for him because, folks, the NSM runs a sloppy, sloppy, sloppy idiot organization. And these complaints have been coming up since 2007. This guy is a Sergeant First Class, which means that more than likely he has been in the Army since. You know, before September 2001. He has been probably... He went ahead and joined. If he's a member of the Honor Guard and gone ahead and gone through the dog and pony show, essentially, he is part of the little parade group. Now, I don't, you know, I mean, I gotta go ahead and say it's smart to be part of a parade group or whatever, Honor Guard, because then it means the chances are you're not gonna be sent to Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever else here. You'll go ahead and have a chance to go ahead and stay. He's in part of the Army National Guard. And folks, things are not as rough in the National Guard as they are. You know, I mean, yes, you've had these people. I think that this unit, you know, what happens is that here in Missouri, the National Guard used to be part of an engineering battalion. That's what mainly the National Guard is in Missouri, because you have Fort Leonard Wood, which is the engineering and chemical warfare, you know, site in the Army. And as such here, why, you know, I don't know what's he doing with the yellow stripe here, but, you know, it may be different up in Macon, but around here, essentially they usually go, you know, to Camp Crowder, you know, right around, oh, about 20 miles, you know, about 15 some miles, you know, around. And essentially, they have different things to do here, but essentially this guy very well may end up losing 12 years of his life and be kicked out on his ass simply because he had to go ahead and play Nazi with a retard like Jeff Shoup and all these other clowns. Folks, this guy was not very smart here, if what's said is being true here. And folks, it seems to me that it might very well be true. Now, if it isn't true, you should go ahead and sue Morse Deeds and sue the Southern Poverty Law Center and sue the One Niggers Project for essentially going ahead and getting him kicked off the honor guard and trying to go ahead and get a bar to reenlistment. Folks, because the St. Louis Post-Dispatch has gotten involved, essentially this thing is not going to go ahead and die away. It's not going to die away at all. Stupid crap. Stupid crap. Well, anyway, here. That's about the size of it here. I mean, essentially, this guy named Wooten, he shouldn't have gone ahead and played. He shouldn't have even bothered here. Essentially, the guy's going to get screwed. He's going to get screwed. You know, I mean, folks, you know, I mean, folks, this guy was a member of my church. I had told him to keep his mouth shut. I had simply told him, you know, not to run around and, you know, certainly not to use his name, certainly not to use his face. I told him, well, hey, you know, if you have to go ahead and be in the army, go ahead and be quiet. Go ahead and keep your mouth shut. This is not about you. This is essentially, it's about you going ahead and having enough sense here to be in a position to where when you are needed, you can go ahead and do something. Instead, what you're going to have is an army full of faggots and niggers and beaners and spicks and the rest here. You know, as the National Guard, you know, I imagine the Texas National Guard has, you know, a lot more beaners and the rest of it in them. You know, just like the Alabama National Guard has a lot more niggers in it. Essentially, what you did is that you were foolish. Foolish to go ahead and do any such thing here. And folks, you end up, folks, I mean, people knew. People knew. And, oh, by the way, I was in Nut House in, when they were pulling that ass clown shit in 2006 here, you had the NSM come by. You know, at Columbia, Jeff City, you know, I remember when they were doing that stupid crap, and this guy is going ahead and associating with that. None too smart. None too smart at all. I'm not going to go ahead and gloat about Mr. Wooten going ahead and being screwed, but folks, he wasn't too bright, was he? I mean, essentially, Zog's armed forces are for the niggers. They're for the Mamzers. They're for all these other characters. Oh, another one. Klan member Sean Patrick Winkler running for Bonner County Sheriff in Idaho as a Republican. I think that's the guy who went ahead and, what the heck did that guy do? Oh, he went ahead and picketed the taco stand, and then the pig lice were running around looking at him. Instead, they went and chose, Kevin Harpham. So anyway, it don't really matter to me. In fact, I don't mind other people running for sheriff. I'm running for sheriff. I'm not going to bitch about that here. I have no idea what the heck this guy is doing. Anyway, I probably need to tell Ashkenazi Asswipe I'm running for sheriff as well. So, any case. Let me see. Okay. Well, I guess John the Yamyuk went ahead and croaked off here, according to this comment section here. You know what I mean? Anyway, Winkler immediately disassociated himself and his group from Harpham, saying they had never heard of Harpham, and he most likely acted as a lone wolf. Well, more like a lone tard. Okay. Anyway. Well, the New Jersey Army and Air Guard. Folks, when I was running around with the Army Reserve, essentially, it was mainly Uyghurs and Anglo-Mestizos. You know, you have hardly any niggers in it here. And if he was from Macon, Georgia, if he was from Macon, Missouri, he wouldn't have any of them, you know, running around either here. You know, see, this is the Missouri National Guard. It's mainly Uyghurs here. The Army Reserve, I think I've gone ahead and said several times, is that they've done away with the tube units, the 155 units, you know, 155 howitzers, self-propelled howitzers with, essentially what they have is they're a tracked vehicle. Pretty well they've done away with that, and now they have pretty well multiple launch rocket systems. And that's pretty well what was used quite a bit. But let me see. Where was I? Anyway, the Army Reserve became MPs, you know. Like I said, can't have wimp without MP here. They became military policemen. And as such, as Army Reservists were used quite a bit because, you know, very much, you know, ZOG needs to go ahead and keep these, in order to keep the ragheads down here, they need military policemen. AKA, you know, light infantry, which goes ahead and essentially, well, throws ragheads in jail and then goes ahead and tortures them. So, anyway, this guy here, he probably might have been in engineering unit, but he was, you know, assigned to an honor guard battalion. And, you know, folks, you're going to have scrutiny on you. Far more so, and essentially I guess he's been screwed by that here. So anyway, these weren't 115s. These were 155s, 155 millimeter howitzers. You know, they were pretty well the backbone of the heavy artillery. I mean, well, yeah, they were the backbone. I mean, you had some 8-inch howitzers. I mean, they were so big, they're such big guns, they're 203 millimeters. But usually the backbone of Army heavy artillery used to be the 155s. Okay? So, anyway, the 8-inch guns, well, they were 8-inch. I don't know about 9-inch, but they were 8-inch here. Yeah, well, go ahead and do a NSM cartoon for tonight here. No, but I prefer a Visser tune here. But Visser's pretty well disappeared. Visser's pretty well, you know, headed out. Visser's running around, and essentially there's not much of him. There's a few pisser possums still running around. But, Saturday, you had old Carolyn Yeager. You had Carolyn Yeager running around. And she was being, she had some other tard going ahead. Essentially, I was talking about what sort of revisionist is she if she can't go ahead and admit, you know, I mean, why should you believe that 6 million Jews weren't killed if you're not going to go ahead and admit that one Puerto Rican was murdered in a Jersey City jail by, by Big Nose Think here. You know, that was sort of hilarious. I thought it was, anyway. So, what is Zog? Okay. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Think of something to say. Maybe let people call in. So, folks, hail victory.
Sailed out to sea, out from the sweet town of Italy. For Austria bound, if we didn't all drown, the marks of our fetters we carry. From the rusty iron chains
be crying for a wind. A good woman be left in sorrow. As the main sails unfurled, our curses we hurl, of the endless and thoughts of tomorrow. From the mouth of the fall, bid farewell to the soil, for down below decks we rely. Oh, Dorothy's scream, driven out from a dream of a vision of old Robert Time. As the sun burned the crew, it is of the goo. Dan O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today, bound for Botany Bay. How many do each serve receiver? Whoa, I wish I was back home in Derry. Whoa, I wish I was back home in Derry. Across from the hill, it's our bow, fuck the swell. Our ship dance like Mars in the fray. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by toy. 5 weeks out to sea, we went out for the three, bearing our comrades each morning. And in our own slime, we were lost in a time, and a strength without all it. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. He's a hill for a man to wend out his whole life in slavery. Where the climate is raw and the gun makes a law, neither wind nor wind cared for bravery. 20 years have gone by, I've ended my bond. My comrades go swore beside me. A rebel I came, and I'm still the same. On a cold and dusty night, you will find me.
Hey, Russell, did Russell weasel out? Did he not want to call in tonight?
Well, he said he was tired and he was going to go to bed, so he went ahead and called me.
Yeah, but he didn't get on the radio. He didn't get on the show, though.
No, he went to bed.
Yeah.
He's a senior citizen.
Hey, he told me he didn't get an email. He said he would have called in, he would have listened to my show Friday night, but he didn't get an email.
Okay, well, I didn't go ahead and give an email here. You have William B. on. I went ahead and muted William B. Oh, I guess he's hung up here. He thinks Papa Cat is a FBI Zogbot. And the answer is he might be. It's just I sort of think that Papa Cat is more like one of the wandering Manzers of Wikipedia talks to CI. Okay?
Who do you think that Brian guy that called into my show, he had a talk to email address and he called in and he was never logged into the chat room. How could he get the number to my show if he wasn't logged in the chat room?
Well, if he's a member of the Talk Shoe Pig Lice here, he can do that. He probably was a member of the Talk Shoe Pig Lice. Essentially, went in here. You've not heard any complaint from Talk Shoe, have you?
No, not on my end. Have you heard any?
No, what happens is that essentially they went, you know, what happens is that Brian Rio and Eli James went ahead in February, you know, January and February, Eli James and Brian Rio were complaining and whining and pissing and moaning about my show. And, you know, I have this January 7th where you have Eli James trying to go ahead and get Think to say what a wonderful thing it is that him and Brian Rio had taken down all my web pages. Essentially, him and Brian Rio were calling the FBI, were calling the Secret Service, were calling everybody, you know, on me and Pastor John Britton. Finkelschini, he's more, you know, he's still, I guess until May of this year, he's still under probation. So essentially, Finkelschini is far less likely to call the pigs than Eli James and Brian Rio are. And about this time last year, they were going ahead along with Cousin Ray the lawyer. They were messing, interfering with Pastor John Britton's, you know, case here. So, essentially they were doing all this evil here. And, you know, Eli James was, you know, I mean, folks, when people go ahead and say he's not only a Jew, but he's a Zogbot, you know, that's exactly what he is here. Finkelschini, he's pretty well about the same. He's pretty well about the same character. I think he's pretty well Zogbot too, but Finkelschini, of course, has a criminal record. And last Sunday, you had Carolyn Yeager. Finkelschini wasn't on. And since I was making fun of Carolyn Yeager, because, folks, I mean, how can you go ahead and say there weren't 6 million Jews killed here? Essentially, if you're going to say there wasn't 1 million, you know, there wasn't one Puerto Rican killed in Jersey City jail by, you know, by a Jew boy. Well, in any case,
okay, the thing is, I didn't tell Brian if he, I'm sure he was recording that, if he was a Zogbot.
Well, he doesn't really need to record it. He could have recorded it. I mean, when I was,
okay, the thing is, he was trying to pressure me and get me to answer the way that he wanted me to, and I said, well, I don't agree with all of Christian identity belief, and I said, Eli James is a serpent seed Jew. And I mentioned names like that, and I said, so then he was asking me if I can, if I thought niggers were human. I said, well, the black and yellow race, are not, the Bible wasn't written for them, basically. And basically, I got him to agree with a lot of stuff, and basically he was trying to play along that he was racist himself. But I didn't answer everything the way that he wanted to, and I made him, I said, well, this is what I believe. What do you believe, Brian? And so basically, I put him on the spot.
Hmm.
So if he was, now this is what Lynn thinks, and this is kind of what I think. Not only was he probably working for Top Shoe or maybe some kind of Fed or some kind of, but maybe instead of being a white man, maybe he was a damn Jew himself.
Well, maybe. You don't know who this character is. There's this Bruce Pringlemeyer. He's the main one on Talks to You. Essentially, old Logan. Oh, you know, his name was Logan. He used to call him Logan and Logan's Hunt here. And essentially, what happens is that, you know, the actual name was Bruce Pringlemeyer. I think he is a Jew. And I got kicked off, you know, I got kicked off of Talks to You. And here's Russ. Here's Russ.
Stole my name. Okay, so this Bruce guy stole my name.
Well, no, I don't know about stole your name. He called himself Logan for Logan's Hunt, you know what I mean? His actual name is Bruce Pringlemeyer. Essentially, he worked for Talks to You, and he's pretty high up here. And Rustford was trying to go ahead and get me to bitch to Talks to You about, essentially, oh, this Kurd, you know, this Kurd named Joe Bro, who lives in Sweden, going ahead and using a JavaScript chat to go ahead and spam the crap last week on my show. Now, Thursday, essentially, this was just simply, you know, these critters.
Now, Thursday, you got spam worse Thursday than I've ever seen you get spammed.
No, I got spammed far more Sunday. What happens is that this one character managed to go ahead and use a script, which went ahead and got him unmuted. And then what happens is that, okay, well, how did he manage to get unmuted? So what I did is I just sort of strung him along, and then I went ahead and shut down and re-logged in. and essentially muted guest number 254. But you end up having, what, 500 or 600 tards come in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, essentially what happens, he was more of a fisher than he was an actual spammer here. But, yeah, you end up having these Nimbuster tards, and they pull the stupid crap. And the answer is, as I'm trying to tell Russ, you know, hey, I mean, Brian Rio and Eli James got me kicked off of TalkShoe. Mainly Brian Rio and perhaps Cousin Ray, the lawyer, Chicken Mariani, the Sicilian Guido Jew ambulance chaser, you know, who's playing around with Nixon Peabody. I mean, essentially, they went ahead and got me, you know, booted off of TalkShoe. But Eli James had a part in it, too. And, you know, am I going to go, I mean, you know, I mean, Russ was there when, after I got banned for the movement turd, I got banned for Hour of Great Tribulation. Brian Real called in and essentially called in and talked to you. And essentially, I got cut off that very night. And my Pastor Lindstedt thing is still on the thing here, but essentially, I can't log in anymore. You know what I mean? So am I going to go ahead and be able to make a complaint to TalkShoe that as a banned individual I got spammed? The answer is no. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, you know, it's all...
Now, I really didn't say anything that should get me banned, but if I get banned, can I come back under a different name, different...
Well, yeah. I mean, essentially, I went ahead and made the mistake of essentially using, you know, using INT Jews' little TeamSpeak thing here for what? Oh, from March, April, May until June, you know, till July 3rd, where when he sort of blew up on me. And essentially then I went ahead and tried to use PalTalk. You had Brian Real going after me on PalTalk, and then I figured out, what the hell, let me go ahead and try this crisishost.com here. And by this time, you know, when Brian Real, every time Brian Real would make a bogus DMCA complaint, I'd just go ahead and say, okay, I'll take it down. And essentially, Brian Real went ahead and made complaint after complaint after complaint, but he ran out of shit to complain about. Right now, from what I gather, he's trying to go ahead and get through the back door with Finkelschini. It's just that Finkelschini, you know, Finkelschini went ahead, and I think he's been given some trouble for going ahead and fighting with Eli James because he took down the Zogbots.org site, but he's gone ahead and bought MartinLinstead.com and essentially is posting, you know, all this stupid crap about me who used to be on Zogbots.org. Well, I don't give a crap, Finkelschini. Go ahead and post my name. I don't give a crap. I mean, essentially, you look like, you know, you just look like a little pathetic little Jew boy who has nothing better to do. And then the question is that where do you get the money for this shit? I mean, you know, Matt Twat Zogbot, Carolyn Yeager. The entire thing about this show is to go ahead and essentially tell people not to hang around these characters. They don't understand anything about Christian identity, you know, at all. Essentially, they just go ahead, they're just, you know, papist preterists. I mean, folks, if, you know, you're a revisionist historian here, and essentially what you're doing is you're hiding and covering up for essentially what's a psychotic Jew boy who used to be a pig, who went ahead and murdered as a pig, a Puerto Rican. I mean, you know, folks, people know that you are censoring and you're doing all this other crap, and essentially, why should they trust you? It's sort of like Kevin McDonald. I went ahead and posted that essentially about Pat Buchanan going ahead and, well, pretty well, Pat Buchanan would talk. You know, would go ahead and talk about how, well, white people, they're being outbred by these Mexicans who are coming in, and the Europeans are being outbred by these, you know, by these Muslims. And he goes ahead and he whines about all this shit. He wrote a book, you know, called Decline of the West, way back before 2000. You know, this is when he was going ahead and writing, we're doomed books. I go ahead and I run as an overt Buchananite to go ahead and essentially end the, quote, immigration of beaners, to go ahead and tell the niggers to fuck off on taking down the Confederate flag because they were bitching about removing the Confederate flag off the state flags South Carolina, Mississippi, you know, Georgia, Alabama, you know, Georgia, you know, and sort of a form of it in Alabama. And since I said, well, shoot, you know, they're going against the Southern Confederacy and the Ku Klux Klan just like they went against the Nazis, you know, and National Socialist Germany here. And if you're not if you're not able to defend your heritage and your symbols, then you're not going to be able to defend your property, your, you know, your women, your land, and your lives. And what happens is that they went ahead and he whined like a pussy and Pat Buchanan denounced me and Richard Masker, but mainly me, for racism. And then what? 2 weeks later, he goes ahead, in order to get this money, $12.3 million, he chooses this nigger, you know, this Looney Tune nigger woman named Ezola, I used to call her Ezola Gaze. Her name was Ezola Foster. I mean, Pat Buchanan is a lying piece of shit. What happens is that
Pat Buchanan has never been two seed line. He's never even been.
Well, I didn't expect him to be dual seed line. I expected him, if you were going ahead and running as a political candidate on the Reform Party, and essentially you're saying that he's right about what his books here, and essentially you're running on a platform of whatever he says to go ahead and counteract, and then he goes ahead and denounces you for racism because you did what he advocates in his own damn book. Pat Buchanan is just a cock-teasing whore. And, you know, essentially, you know, I don't have much use for Pat Buchanan. None at all. He's a lying piece of shit whore. He went ahead, he played his little game, whine, and essentially he's back to writing the same old damn books, and then finally these...
David Duke's better than Pat Buchanan by home shot.
Well, I don't have much use for Pat David Duke either. But essentially, at least David Duke didn't denounce me for racism when I was running as a U.S. senatorial candidate in 2000. He didn't pull that shit on me. You know what I mean? Of course, he wasn't he wasn't even running for anything in 2000. But, you know, I don't have a high opinion of Duke either. But, you know, I mean, Pat Buchanan, you know, all these books. Essentially, they whine, and then when you go ahead and actually, you know, say you're going to go ahead and do something about all this whining and pissing and moaning they're doing, well, essentially, you're an evil racist here. So, essentially, if they're going to go ahead and whine about how something needs to be done, and then somebody goes ahead and runs on a platform of doing it, and then you go ahead and say, well, he's an evil racist here. I'm going to go ahead and denounce him for this here. I mean, essentially, this is just nothing more. I mean, I call him Patsy Buckwheat, and I call him a Catholic cocksucker, you know, cocktease is what he was. That's exactly what he was. So I don't have much use for him. And then I go ahead, and here, you know, here's Hatting the Meerkat, who goes ahead and gets me censored on the spur front in Four Fags Thebes, for me just simply saying is that, folks, you know, whether you agree with Carol Covington or not, go ahead and read, you know, read whatever the hell he writes, you know, and make up your own damn mind whether you agree with him or not. I don't always agree with Carol Covington, but hey, as I look at it, you know, here you are, you know, April Gady, pretend to be a great Northwest, you know, North, you know, pioneer little Europe, you know, whatever, and then you get all pissed off at Earl Covington because essentially his people are outnumbering your people in Kalispell and getting more done, and then you get, you know, then you get all butt hurt here. You know, first you say it's because you don't like his attack video, and then, you know, it's for whatever other reason, and I don't know. You know, she's a stupid twat who's been going ahead and yapping crap about Axis Sally being, what the hell, you know, Karina Burt here, some porn star or something like that here. You know, and, you know, I'm not over fond of, you know, I mean, I was sort of wondering what she was doing on the White Voice here, which is a creatard bunch, you know, because it was her voice on, you know, number 43, and I'm wondering, what the hell is she doing here? You know, and then going in with, you know, Covington. I'm sort of, you know, wondering about that, but on the other hand, I don't have anything really to, you know, sink my teeth into. But, you know, my point is that all these critters whining like pussies and, you know, in many cases are, you know, this Mark Stein he understands here with a S-T-E-Y-N, he knows that he has a Jew name. And essentially, what happens, what he's saying is that, you know, his last Jew relative was his great-grandmother on his paternal side here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, essentially, though, I mean, I like this book. It was still sort of bright wing here. You know, it didn't really blame Dumbia for starting all this shit here. It was blaming Obongo. And then he goes ahead and then he whines that essentially, for all this shit that we can't afford, we need to somehow save the Jews from Iran. You know what I mean? This book was published in August of 2011. We need to somehow save the Jews from their shit. You know, we need to go ahead and save them from Iran. Well, hey, you know, that pretty well undid, that pretty, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the last two chapters pretty well undid your credibility for the previous 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay? So, anyway, you know, no, I really despise Pat Buchanan. I really despise him a lot. I've no use for the worthless bastard. I really despise Pat Buchanan a lot. A lot. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, at least David Duke is a little bit more for the white race. I mean, Pat Buchanan...
Well, okay, David Duke, you know, David Duke is for David Duke.
But he's sitting on the fence on the identity issue.
Oh, he ain't sitting on the fence.
I think David Duke hang out with Jews, but they didn't call themselves Jews. I mean, basically... as long as you say you're white and you give Duke and some of his buddies money, I guess you're okay, huh?
I mean, well, this stupid crap, I mean, essentially what happens to David Duke, I've heard Mike Callimore, David Duke does not like Christian identity. You know, I mean, he'll go ahead and, you know, hang around.
Yeah, I agree.
He'll hang around Tom Robb here, who's sort of a one seed liner. What happens is that, you know, he's pretty well, Don Black goes ahead, if you go ahead and look at the Christian Identity section, I'm banned from the Christian Identity section for life because it's run by Clint Downey and her little meerkat. And her little meerkat, you know, and Clint Downey's all pissed off here because, well, essentially I've said that, well, I've gone ahead and told about the history of Clint, about how, you know, about how she's, well... She's, you know, she's screwed up or whatever. So essentially, you end up, you know, I mean, I'm banned for life. I'm on sperm front. I'm able to spy on their Christian identity, or as I call it, Christian telegony section. But essentially, what happens is David Duke knows full well that Clint and her little meerkat are anti-dual seed line. What happens is that they're proponents of this Jewess named, what the heck's her name? Gerda Koch. Gerda Koch, and essentially Gerda Koch's little no-devil thing, which got taken up by Sheldon Emery and David Barley, the miscegenator, and Clint Downey and her little meerkat. You know what I mean? They're the no-devil. They're, you know, what happens is that, and the thing about it is that the real dislike isn't based upon real, you know, real teaching, is based upon the fact that essentially Clint Downey and the rest of these, you know, essentially she got kicked out, you know, dual seed line, you know, way back, you know, before. I mean, and what happened, she got kicked out because she didn't like Pete Peters because her and her little meerkat were talking crap about Pete Peters because they were jealous of Pete Peters. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, I mean, Pete Peters...
Well, Pete Peters has his own problems, okay? And in 1999, in part because a little bit that I had a little bit to do with, Pete Peters no longer pretends to be Christian identity. You understand what I'm saying? He no longer pretends to be Christian identity. He don't pretend to be Christian identity no more. Yeah, you know, well, he didn't here. He said, I'm no longer identity in 1999. I think it was in May 1999 he said he was not Christian identity. Well,
It looks like,
look, that was my phone. Listen, I'm going to have to get the Skype. Now, you said if I get Skype on my internet, all I got to do is get a headset to talk on?
Yeah, yeah. You know, there are some people go ahead and use Skype here. I was going to go ahead and say via phone here, there was this one guy, he got, you know, his mother or whatever got, Magic Jack. And you remember what I said about Magic Jack? Don't get Magic Jack because, you know, essentially you're getting the same thing. You're going ahead and getting the same thing, but you're paying $40 or whatever a year, you know, when you could go ahead and get Skype. I mean, it uses the same thing, voice over internet protocol or something like that. Essentially Skype is using the same thing. And what happens is you can, you know, I think it costs what? Oh, a penny or two, a cent a minute to go ahead and call a phone, you know, in the United States. Now last year, Gmail had free calling. Gmail had absolutely free VoIP calling. Now there were some things that you wasn't able to call, and one, you know, TalkSkew was one of them. But from what I gather, you're able to go ahead and use Skype, you know, on TalkSkew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I do? Okay, Magic Jack doesn't work on that. Okay, someone's talking about Pete Peters. Well, Pete Peters, he died last year, but ever since 1999, he has said that he's not Christian identity. So, I don't, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he basically was a one seed liner. British Israelism at best. And, you know, basically, that's kind of what Arnold Murray turned into. He started out being identity, but.
Well, he was sort of like, you know, I mean, he was going ahead and doing the communion thing. That time I went down to see him in Branson in May 2000, you know, around the Memorial Day. He used to, you know, every Memorial Day he'd go ahead and go around Branson because essentially that was where most of the Christian Identity people were at. There were more of them there. And, essentially he'd go ahead and go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, and then what happens, you'd have people as far, you know, as far east as New England and as far west as what? You know, Washington State, go ahead and make a special trip, you know, to Branson here. This was in 2002. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, back when gasoline was what? About $1.10, $1.20 a gallon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, he didn't really like me. He didn't really trust me, but I promised not to cause any trouble. So, essentially, that's what he did here. You know, no problem. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let you go here.
I'll just call your show Thursday night. And as far as Brian, I don't really trust him. But I don't feel like I did anything as far as...
This Brian was probably a TalkSkew guy here who was sent there because somebody was bellyaching. And what happens, he probably called you and said, well, I think this Logan's just some nut here, no big deal. You know what I mean? You know, he should have gotten in there when you were talking about how the Jews, you know, it was a Jewberg which hit the tit antic. Oh, by the way, they're going ahead and advertising special previews 100 years. They're taking the 1997 film, essentially James Cameron, you know, tit antic. They're going to go ahead and have Leonardo, you know, DiCaprio and Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
They're going to have tit antic in 3D. What do you
really?
Think of that? Yeah, on April 4th. Tit antic 3D.
I've been to the Titanic Museum. They got one in Branson, Missouri, and one in East Tennessee. I've been to the one in Tennessee. I haven't been to the one in Branson, but it's owned by the same guy. So, basically, I mean, what I said was the truth, and it was all on the videos I sent y'all. So basically, I know what the Jews are all about, and, you know, I mean, most people, most Wiggers, I mean, I don't even know if Brian was pure white. He might have been a Jew, but most Wiggers.
Oh, yeah, he probably wasn't a Jew. He might have been Anglo-Mestizo. There's more of them than pure-blood Wiggers anymore. But, essentially, he was, you know, he was what he was. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to worry about it. Listen, I told the truth, and that's all that matters. Okay, hell victory, and I'll talk to you Thursday.
Okay, well, don't worry. He's probably just a talk stew tard. Yeah, if you haven't heard any bitching, chances are you're not going to hear any bitching. I mean, essentially, they kept on, before they went ahead and took down my webpage, they went ahead and asked for an explanation. And since I gave them an explanation, it was just Brian Reel's doings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, if you haven't received any bits or something like that, I mean, for all practical purposes, and it's advertised as Logan Hunter's what? Conspiracy Theory Emporium? You know what I mean?
It's not really
advertised as a hardline, racist Christian identity, Ku Klux Klan show. It's pretty well, advertised as a conspiracy emporium. And as such, they go ahead and listen, that's how they're going to treat it as, you know what I mean?
I got you.
Okay? Alrighty. Well, I'll talk to you later then, Logan, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you Thursday night. Bye.
Alright, hail victory. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take another break. I'm not sure if there's going to be another section of the Movement Turd, but we will see. Hail victory.
Go to Dickie's Bear Shit to see what I can find. I find a bunch of goodies from 2005. I see all those items from the good old days. His butt fuck is my hands and his leather's all gay. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SS. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS. Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SS. In the gay pride parade, Dickie rolled with pride, sucking off niggers in the dusty countryside. Every red nigger bastard that wanted to pay, we would suck them off day after day. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS? Wanna be a sword faggot in the SS? Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS? Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SS! Today I grin when I see his bull whip. My sphincter's not obsessive. I know it's surely drips. Get that little butt, a gleam in my eyes. Call me Brian Reel, I tell nothing but lies. I'll be a sword mancer in the SF. I'll be a sword faggot in the SF. I'll be a sword mancer in the SF. Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SF. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SF. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SF. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SF. Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SF.
Okay, folks, we're back. I think this will probably be the last section of the Movement Turd. Someone asked me to go ahead and comment on the latest Sir Polo cartoon of the NSM convention. What happens is he heads a pattern with these noses here to where they sort of look like Jews of all things here, and some of them look sort of like Mamsers. NSM convention. You have a Jew at the very end here, setting up an obvious, transmission. Says, speak louder, please. We need a good recording. And then he says, I was America. I got the solution. And then the other one, says, snitch. It has a little camera, and a swastika backwards. And then you end up having another character, white power. And then it has Bolivian nose candy. And folks, that's pretty well the, bunch of diegetics and idiots you have at an NSM convention. I mean, just nothing but idiots. Nothing but fools. Nothing but retards. That's all you end up having in this wonderful bowel movement of ours. And, all I can say is, well, what to do about it? And the answer is there's nothing that can be done about it. Nothing at all. And, the only thing you can do to save your life is to avoid creatures like this one. Avoid creatures like that. Not have anything to do with such people. Stay away from such people. is the best thing that you can possibly do. And, that's just, that's just the nature of it here. Folks, this guy named Wooten, he was reported on by little bitty little snitcheroos here in his own unit. And then the regular ones saying, well, no, Sergeant First Class so-and-so is a good Joe here. He does go ahead and make his point. But, folks, this guy was on NewSaxon.org. This guy was on, this guy was on all these sort of places here. And, folks, NewSaxon.org is altogether infiltrated. Altogether. You not only have just probably one overall snitch, but you have a number of them. And none of them know, you can go ahead and tell that these characters ain't for real. Folks, way back in, way back when Jeff Shoup abandoned a supposedly Jewish wife here and his little, six little kikelets here, and then went somewhere else, why, hey, people knew about it, and here was Jeff Shoup going ahead and denying it on Stormfront. And then, David Duck and the rest of them closing. Going ahead and closing any warnings that could be made. Folks, there's a reason. There's a reason for people going ahead and, having free speech. It's not because, essentially someone is getting off on saying this or that here, but essentially of going ahead and giving warnings here. What in the world, is this guy here who, from what I gather, if he went ahead and made Sergeant First Class in, 10 or even 12 years here, this guy had something on the ball. But obviously he didn't have much on the ball in the case to where here he was posting when he knew the Army policy since, the mid-90s, is that if you have a tattoo with a swastika or something like that here, you have something here, you are essentially associated with these people here. Folks, in the 70s, you had people, and I believe Trader Glenn Miller was a snitch, was a little Anglo-Mestizo snitch, way back in the 1970s, all-vol army, to go ahead and pretend to be a Klansman and go ahead and snitch out those who really were Klansmen while he goes ahead. Folks, you've had this shit. You've had this shit since what? You've had since the 1870s here. Ulysses S. Grant here was not a big fan of the Ku Klux Klan. And when people got tired of essentially his, corruption, by his little lackeys, and essentially the Democrat Samuel Tilden actually won the election, the corrupt deal was that Reconstruction would end. Essentially, if they'd go ahead and let Rutherford B. Hayes be president. So, folks, you've had the United States Army getting down on, quote, white supremacism since the 1870s, much less the 1970s. And you think that after, 150 years of, quote, white supremacism in the Army, that they're going to go ahead and cut this sergeant any slack? I think he's going to get barred a reenlistment. Unless they want to go ahead, they absolutely need him to be cannon fodder in Afghanistan. And that's sort of winding down. But then again, they might let him stay because they need cannon fodder in Iran or whatever. But folks, it's stupid. It is stupid to go ahead and join the NSM. What the hell? What the hell do you get for your NSM, dues? You get to run around in uniform? And, 2010, you get this Satanist, named Harrington? And then in 2011, you get a known Jew boy like Eli James at your meetings? How in the world does that benefit you, or actually anybody? And the answer is it doesn't. It doesn't. There's no sense to that crap. I mean, this cartoon, NSM convention here, essentially you end up having, you know, four of them here, two of them, you know, one of them's a Jew, you know, in the background. Another one is a snitch, you know, and Anglem sees a snitch here, you know. Another one, he looks like a little Mamser too here, but he's into white powder. He's sniffing down the Bolivian nose candy, and you have one total delusional tard here. I was America. I've got the solution here. What's the solution? Run around and saying, look at me, I'm a big Nazi? How does that help anything? How does that go ahead and advance the cause of white people? Running around, I mean, I do feel sorry for good old Sergeant First Class, what's his name here? I really do. But folks, you know, Wooten. I believe his name was Wooten. But folks, the guy is somewhat of a tard. I gotta wonder if the Army is so, I mean, you know, folks, you know, when I was in it 30 years ago, they were already talking about essentially all this politically correct stuff here, to where if you said nigger, you'd get an Article 15. You know what I mean? Folks, 30 years ago, you know, the Army was no place to run around, and, you know, hell, I had this staff sergeant named Elliot. And essentially, Elliot didn't like niggers. But here he is in the Army. If you don't like niggers and Puerto Ricans, the last place you should be is in the Army. What happens, the Army is not going to like you because you don't like me. I mean, you know, essentially, I was polite to them. I didn't pretend to love them, but at least I was polite to them. I was just a two-year man. I was just in there for the Veep kicker here because I needed to break, you know, from the Army. I mean, folks, you know, and here is this guy here. He goes from being an E6, a staff sergeant. He goes from, you know, which is, you know, a grade underneath E7, which is Sergeant First Class. Sergeant First Class, essentially, Sergeant First Class is platoon sergeant. E8 is Sergeant First Class, or E8 is Master Sergeant, which essentially is the senior NCO of a battery, or a company, or a troop here, depending on whether you're in artillery, you know, battery is artillery, you know, company essentially is, you know, infantry, and, you know, this guy was a senior platoon sergeant. He was in charge of a platoon. He's at E7. And this guy is, you know, this guy is running around doing stupid crap. The guy, I don't know, the guy is all heart, no brain. Folks, why do stupid shit like that? Why in the world? Why in the world? Folks, there's no sense to it. How is this guy going ahead and getting a bar to reenlistment, being kicked out of the Army after spending 12 years of his life, probably going ahead and having some concussion as well, the post-traumatic stress disorder, what have you. How is going ahead and screwing things up for your family and yourself and losing at least 12 years of your life in the, you know, freaked up, you know, kissing ass in the freaking Army? How is that going to help you? I mean, what good did you do even Jeff Shoup here? Didn't do anybody any good. It was stupid. Folks, the white race wants to die. You know, Yahweh's servant nation, you know, doesn't want to die. It's the real thing here. But what happens, you end up having them going ahead, going along with Uyghurs, going along with Jews, doing stupid shit. Folks, what you want to do is you want to save your own life. You want to go ahead and look after yourself. That's who you want to look after. You have an obligation to your wife, your children, not to go ahead and lose your job and lose your benefits, to keep your freaking mouth shut and go ahead, you know, Mr. Wooten, when things fall apart, Mr. Wooten, as a Sergeant First Class, or maybe maybe a master sergeant or whatever would have been far more valuable. Far more valuable, in the Army, to go ahead and make sure when Zog's armed forces fall apart that essentially he's leading white troops against Beaners or Mamzers. But he's not going to get the chance to do that. He's going to go ahead and chances are be kicked out of the Army with nothing. This guy named Elliot, he went from E6, he got a field grade Article 15 to where he was busted down 3 grades to PFC, and then soon after he got a company grade Article 15, got busted down to E1. He went down from E6 to E1 in about, 4 weeks? About 8 years, 6 years or 7 years or 8 years in the Army. Shit away, because Sergeant Elliot couldn't keep his mouth shut about the fucking niggers when he was with them. Now folks, I only lasted 2 years in the Army. That's all I signed up for, and that was all I was going to, stay here. I mean, I didn't much care for it. Even if it had been, Whiggers, I still wouldn't have much cared for the Army. But folks, it was filled with niggers and Puerto Ricans and Whiggers and ass clowns and drunks, and cokeheads and idiots back then here. Folks, it's no better now. It's probably worse. So folks, you need to have some discipline here. This is not a place where you need to go ahead and make a fool of yourself or make an ass clown of yourself and make a big deal of yourself. Because folks, life does not favor idiots. Life does not favor retards. You need to go ahead and, like it says, have the cunning of serpents and the harmlessness of doves. Folks, you have an obligation to our race to go ahead, and I'm not saying love niggers and love Jews. I don't. Folks, I can't go in and hide, folks. But folks, if you don't have anything on you, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. You have a duty to our race, and you have a duty to Yahweh to be an effective, not to be a clown. Okay? In any case, folks, I'm going to go ahead and, things are going, the combat arms, side of the, U.S. Army is white, but what happens, they're going ahead and trying to put niggers and the rest of men and women, what I mean? So folks, don't do stupid shit. Save your own life. You have a duty. I imagine Mr. Wooten probably has a wife and children that depend on him. Maybe not. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't, and maybe that's why he was an ass clown, and maybe he wanted to get out of the Army. Maybe after 12 years he's had enough of this shit, and essentially, the easiest way to go ahead and get out after 12 years, essentially is to go ahead and reveal yourself as a, quote, racist, is to go ahead, essentially, and work on saving your own life. Essentially, do what you can. Maybe that's the best way to do things. Maybe that is indeed the best way to do things. Maybe he was tired. Maybe he wanted to quit. Maybe he wanted to go ahead, and he had enough here, and he wasn't going to go ahead and put up with another 8 years of eating shit. Maybe that was the case. I don't know. I don't really know the situation here, but I do know that this shit was unnecessary. Okay? Well, okay, you made 22 years. Well, okay, Septimus Severus. Thing about it is, you didn't run around and say white power. You didn't go ahead and get on New Saxon. You know what I mean? Essentially, after your 22 years, you can go ahead and live on half pay. You know what I mean? But I've seen people here, essentially after 20 years of eating shit, we're not good for anything, okay? Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I think that's pretty well it. So I'll go ahead and I'll see you Thursday unless something major happens. I'm going to go ahead and try to get, I'm going to go ahead and try to get up. Oh, this last week here, I went ahead and bought, bought Roxy's mother's house. I went ahead and, well, I managed to go ahead and run for sheriff and have Roxy run for county commissioner. And I managed to go ahead and upgrade my webpage. And there's somebody on there. And let me just say is that, I'm going to go ahead and, what's coming up is that, let me go ahead and get an email to you, but I would be more than happy to go ahead and host your webpage on mamsers.org here. I got quite a bit of space on mamsers.org. I got pastorlinstead.org. I don't have it up here. I'm going to try to go ahead and get my PHPBB forum up and my blog back up on pastorlinstead.org. And, in any case, yes, I need to go, I went ahead and found old Herman Hayes, Compendium World History, and yeah, I need to do a number of things here, but, any case, folks, anybody who had any sense should have known enough not to go ahead and, essentially hang around with clowns, hang around with idiots, especially when things are getting rougher and rougher. That's the majority of you people. Since you don't have any great leadership ability, what you need to do is that, there's no need to run around and play white power or anything like that here. This Jeff Hall guy who went ahead and got killed by his own kid. I mean, this guy had leadership potential, but, guess what? He gets killed by his own kid. I mean, hang around, this JT Reddy, an obvious Zogbot. Stupid to go ahead and hang around critters like that. But you have these people, and they don't have enough sense to know when to stop, when to quit, when to cease. Okay? So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and I think, what, 8? 9, 10. I think about 2.5-3 hours is probably enough here for tonight, because I really didn't have very much to say other than that Zogling Wiggers are begin to figure out that things are not very well. Last night in all across Missouri, essentially the crooked politicians who are trying to go ahead and give shit out to Romney were pretty well deluged by Ron Paul supporters. And the places where essentially that Ron Paul supporters got arrested or the thing was shut down here because they wanted to go ahead and essentially, since you don't have an open primary in Missouri. And that's thanks to the crooked Republican Party, Lloyd Smith and the rest of them here, to essentially they think that they get to coordinate Mitt Palooka to go ahead and take the fall against the nigger. Essentially, you end up having some stink, but essentially Missouri no longer has an open primary. That's why I'm not running for United States Senator. That's why I'm not running for governor. Because I'm not allowed to go ahead and do that. And essentially what happens is that, Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, and the rest here finding out that essentially whatever they want doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. You just got to go ahead and have more diversity. You have to go ahead, essentially, and pay more money to Jews. You have to go ahead, essentially, and you lose your assets to thieving Jews and mamzers and niggers and the rest here. Essentially, you don't have any rights. So what you need to do is understand who your enemy is and do your best to go ahead and destroy them. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. Why they go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. Why they go, civil war ho, on the corn as long, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lay-i. Why they go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. Why they go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out Castro. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed, hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi-yi-oh-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.